640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Warning signs come to light about what law enforcement knew about the man who shot and killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, and wounded 13 others. Maine's governor says this is not a quick and easy investigation, even after finding the gunman dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Friday. CBS News Boston reporter Christina Hager says after being locked down for 2 days, public memorials are springing up across Lewiston.
Michelle Randazzo laying down a rose for every victim, a red one for her brother-in-law, Brian McFarland, who was proud to be one of the only few deaf truckers in the country.
You know, in addition to trying to process what happened to an immediate family member, you know, trying to process what happened to, you know, other people in our community and friends.
Striking GM workers are hoping for the best as their nearly 7 weeks on the picket line wraps up. GM has reached a tentative agreement with the UAW, and it appears to mirror the contracts with Ford and Stellantis, which include substantial pay raises. Judith Rice works at GM in Pontiac, Michigan.
I did a midlife career change, so this can be life-changing for a lot of us.
The United Nations and the United States are urging Israel to prioritize the protection of civilians in its war with Hamas. This teenager in the West Bank says the world has forgotten about the children of Gaza.
It makes me sick that the world is turning its back on us and it's not doing anything to protect us.
The Gaza Health Ministry puts the Palestinian death toll at more than 8,300. The FDA is out with a warning about more than 24 eye drop products sold at popular chains. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The FDA notice applies to 26 eye drop products marketed under several store brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, and Target Up and Up, in addition to the Leader, Rugby, and Velocity Pharma brands. The eye drops may contain bacteria that could cause eye infections, potentially blinding them. Federal investigators say they found the bacteria and in sanitary conditions at a manufacturing facility where several eye drop products are made.
It could take a while, but there are some new federal rules in the works that could pave the way for student loan relief. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The Education Department is trying again at a plan to help the millions of Americans struggling with student loan debt. The new rules would target specific groups of borrowers rather than a sweeping plan like the one the Supreme Court rejected in June. The department says it wants to provide relief to borrowers whose balances exceed what they originally owed, those who have loans that entered repayment 25 or more years ago, and those who use loans to attend career training programs that led to unreasonable debt loads or insufficient earnings.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
A Packer gets a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Green Bay Packers have re-signed linebacker Rashawn Gary to a new four-year contract worth $96 million in new money. The deal comes in the middle of a four-game losing streak for the team.
So, man, I'm just hungry, man. Every loss that we had this season just made me hungrier.
The Packers losing to the Vikings yesterday 24-10. Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell with an update today on quarterback Kirk Cousins.
All right, I'm sure you guys saw the statement the organization just put out.
But we did learn that Kirk suffered an Achilles tendon tear yesterday up at Lambeau Field.
Matt LaFleur worked with Cousins when he was a rookie at Washington.
I saw him after the game and wished him well, and he was in surprisingly pretty good spirits, probably a lot better than I would have been. But that, I think that just tells you what kind of guy he is, and he's a resilient dude, and I just wish him a speedy recovery.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
24 overnight, under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow, 35. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're going to start the show off right away here, Wendy and Haley. And I'm hoping State Representative Heather Keeler, are you there?
I am.
Hey, thank you so much for stopping in and appreciate you stopping in. It's rough times. It's seasonal change, things going on in the news. Maybe we can talk a little bit about mental health.
Yeah. First, thanks for having me. I feel like I kind of keep showing back up and having these really in-depth conversations, but I think, Robert, you and Wendy know that, you know, in the 3 years that I've been in this work, I've really advocated for us to normalize the conversation around where we are with our mental health. And you know, I have Two Feathers Consulting, so I'm out. I'm doing a lot of conversations with community around holistic health and making sure that as we take care of ourselves, it's not just a physical part of our body, right? Most people are like, oh, I have strep throat, so I'm going to take antibiotics and get better. But realistically, if we're not holistically aligned, we're just not strong in our foundation, and that includes our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And so, you know, just continuing to address that. I think two political pieces that we enacted this year was our paid family medical leave and our earned sick and safe time, which is saying to employers that when your employees need time off to address mental health concerns, they should be allotted that time. And as somebody who very publicly addresses my own mental health ups and downs in this world, I'll have to be honest, I'm disappointed in our work, our employers continuously saying like, well, our employees don't really need time off for mental health. And we've seen it play out individually and in our communities and how it impacts our next generations. And so I guess in this space, I just really want to encourage people to normalize the conversation. I think too, as we go into darker days, you know, longer nights, the weather changes, financial obligations are getting, you know, really hard on families. we just took on all of our student debt again, that those are reasons that really impact our mental health. And I want to create spaces that we can actually talk about it in a kind and compassionate way, versus this weird kind of stigmatization that we have around mental health.
Heather, I'm so happy that you are talking about this. I think it's really, really so important. And I'm all for the holistic portion of the mental health. I think people really need to do things, you know, for themselves, to just help themselves. Rest when you need to rest. It's not, you know, people sometimes, I know for myself, it's like, just to rest and veg out on the couch for me for one day is like so hard, and I feel guilty about it. We have to like normalize that too. Like, it's okay to rest when you're feeling, you know, that like things are really heavy on your mental state, you know. And as a retired pharmacist, I just want to put this out there too, that medication is okay. Like you mentioned, you know, you have a strep throat and you take antibiotics, but if you have high blood pressure, you take high blood pressure medication. If you have diabetes, you take insulin and other medication. And if you have mental health issues, it's okay to take medication, because there are chemicals in the brain that sometimes just don't work, and we need to replenish those chemicals with medication. So I don't want, you know, people to feel like, and I know, you know, 26 years of being a pharmacist, I had so many patients who were like, well, I don't want to take medication. I don't want to take medication. And it was really a hard sell sometimes to just say, you know, if you had high blood pressure, you would. Why, you know, why is this different? So I really appreciate you being on today, coming on at the last minute. I'm really addressing something that actually affects every single person, really.
Yeah. And I think too, like, we have to understand that, you know, we should treat it like we do other diseases. Mm-hmm. And I say that, you know, really intentionally, that, you know, when we have to address our mental health stability, it's not just because we want to go out and get our nails done one day. And, you know what I mean? We are really struggling. And I would say specifically men in our community. You know, I think there's gender roles that allow us to believe, like, I grew up in a military family. My dad was very firm in, and I love my dad, but very firm in, you know, don't you dare cry. That's a sign of weakness. Don't show your emotions to people. It'll show where your soft spots are. And I think we really need to normalize that, like, men carry a burden to take care of families. Financially, we're in a really hard time, just in America in general. And what that does to us as individuals really does, you know, realign kind of the whole chemistry that's happening in our brains. And as somebody who attempted suicide in high school, who has really had those thoughts as an adult, I guess want to normalize how we navigate that. And as I go out and have these conversations as the representative, and listen to our employers kind of make fun of people requesting time off for their mental health needs, tells me that we have a really big societal issue in addressing this. And, you know, when Robert called me, I said, this is what I want to talk about, because without putting a lot of our personal information out there, you know, we're really dealing with this in my own community. And we see it play out in our school systems, in our football program, and within our young adults here. And so I just, you know, as a message to anybody who's listening to this, or maybe who could share this with somebody, you know, taking care of yourself. And I've said this, like, it's that oxygen on an airplane mentality. You have to put your air mask on yourself first before you can ever help anybody else. And as a legislator, I've really had to practice that on my own, because we're pushed to take care of everybody else. But if you don't have a strong foundation in yourself, you can't build a house for everybody else to be, you know, healthy in. And so I just really want the individuals in the world who feel like they're carrying a lot, who feel like financially things are heavy in their life, that we see you and you're loved and you matter, and the help that you need is out there. And I really encourage us to support the people around us in, you know, when they're in those spaces.
Yeah, Heather, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this because it's huge. And I also want to give you an opportunity here in this last minute and a half to shout out how people can get a hold of your business and where your website is. So groups and businesses need you to come in and talk to them about a lot of things. This is one of the things that you do talk about. And
yep.
Go ahead.
So I have Two Feathers LLC, spelled out the letter two. And what I do is I go and I do keynote speaking, motivational speaking to really talk to groups, especially groups that are in areas of love and that activism area, especially mental health. Ending homelessness, areas around sex trafficking, is that for us to go out and do this work, as I know before, I mean, I'm doing this work for almost 30 years of my life, that to do the work for others, we have to take care of ourselves first. And so I go out and do those conversations and remind people that it's okay to take time for yourself. TwoFeathersLLC.com.
Thank you again, Peeny Geegee, Big Peeny Geegee. I really appreciate it. I know Wendy and I and Haley really appreciate when you can spend some time with us. Have a good day. And again, Peeny Geegee for coming in.
QMA, Robert, you take care of yourself. You're part of that.
Peeny Geegee, thank you. Hey, that was State Representative Heather Keeler. What a trooper. Mm-hmm. And what good words to go by.
Absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, we've got a little surprise. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition. And just before the break, we had a quick but deep conversation, which we're very grateful for, as always, with Representative Heather Keeler. And I just want to throw out these resources quickly, but the number for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline number to call and text, as always, is 988. And for Native-specific care, you can call or text Strong Hearts Native Helpline at 1-844-7-NATIVE, 1-844-762-8483.
Touche, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Haley, maybe we can bring that number up at the end of the segment or in the beginning of the next segment too. That's a good call there. And when we're talking about that, Wendy,
it's really, really a hard thing. And I honestly don't feel like there's enough mental health providers out there to take care of everybody who needs mental health intervention. I know, you know, when I worked at the University of Minnesota, we often had to refer people out of our network because we just didn't have enough, you know, people to take care of everybody. So if you're thinking about a career, mental health is a good career to get into, and you can help a lot of people. So
yeah,
we need them.
You know, even just a seasonal change,
yes,
and things like that, mm-hmm. that, you know, for me, they don't bother me.
Yeah.
But boy, they bother a lot of mm-hmm. people, and you got to acknowledge that.
Yes, definitely. Listen, you know, I remember going to work. I'd get up in the morning. It would be dark. I would get to work. I would work all day in the light at work and not have any windows, because a lot of times, being a pharmacist, we were off to the side or in the back or in a basement with no windows. I would leave work and it would be dark. So I never saw daylight for months in the winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was at Walgreens years ago, you know, the pharmacy's all the way in the back. I mean, you do get a little light from the windows in the front of the store, but not really.
Well, we watched 60 Minutes yesterday, and it was talking about, you know, not just the airborne COVID was flying around and people weren't really studying that when it first came out. It was kind of about that. But to me, it was just like health. When I was in the classroom, we didn't have any windows, but I wanted to open up that door and make sure there was some circulation just mm-hmm. to get sleepy and
yeah.
all those things that come with it. And who knows what kind of air I was breathing.
Right. Yeah. We have to stay healthy and, you know, really take a day and just rest. It's okay to rest and just take your time and not have to, you could put things off, you know, and not feel guilty about it. I have to always convince myself and talk myself into just like, you're tired, just stay on the couch and binge watch something. You don't have to do stuff all the time.
I know. I don't know. I've gotten to that point where I am doing stuff all the time. Mm, and where I know, when I first met you, I was very sleepy most of the time.
Now we're trading yeah, spots. Roles. We are changing roles. Now you're the one working 24/7, and I'm kind of like, it's okay. Lay on the couch. Binge watch.
Can you make dinner once a month? yeah, but it was great that State Representative Heather Keeler could jump in.
Awesome. She does great work. She's all for the people. She has a good heart. She's doing things for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And like, you know, we don't know yet. I just said this to you yesterday. This Matthew Perry death bothering me. Like, I feel really sad about it. And we don't know the bottom line yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know. The toxicology report's going to take a while to come out, and they're just speculating, whatever. We all know that he had problems with drug and alcohol for years and years and years and had been in rehab for a really long time.
A bunch of them.
Yeah, he wrote a memoir, mm-hmm. and the police did say that they found prescription medications at his house, pain medications, anti-anxiety medication, antidepressants. They didn't find anything illegal,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure he suffered from, you know, many, you know, mental health issues.
Well, it reminds me of an old...
feel bad about it, and I just... sad that he's gone. His dog, he left, you know, his dog's left behind.
Mm.
So I was thinking, well, maybe it was suicide. Maybe he just like offed himself. But I think he like loved this dog so much that I don't know if he would have. I mean, like, I think like my dog Wanda would like help and stop me from doing that because I wouldn't want to leave her.
Sure.
And one of the friends, I can't remember her name. She's going to, not Jennifer Aniston or whatever, the other one, is going to adopt the dog. Pretty much, yeah.
Well,
sorry, Haley, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying it was very concerning. I don't know if you guys took a look at his Instagram at all, but it kind of looked like he knew.
Yeah, really.
That it was going to happen or something was going to happen. And there was a lot of weird signals beforehand that I think were overlooked.
Wow. Not so much with Matthew Perry, but just generally speaking, mm-hmm. when you were speaking there, Wendy, it reminds me of an old saying when I first sobered up, is that you can't compare your insides with people's outsides.
Yeah.
And when you see somebody that supposedly had everything, but had massive demons,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't tell from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, now he's in a better place and the family and friends, close friends have to mourn.
Yeah.
And life goes on and hopefully,
you know, when
somebody will be helped by what happened to him.
You know, I kind of felt the same way, and this is off subject because it wasn't depression or anything or drug abuse, but when Princess Diana died, because she's the same age as us, that was like a shocker.
That
that bothered me, and I wasn't really a big king and queen kind of person, just the age.
Yeah, that her death bothered me too, I remember that. Yeah, isn't it funny? It's just like some people that you see... And I was not a big Princess Di fan either, but it really, you know, when Prince died, that, you know, it's just, you know, these public figures.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
A lot of the, like, old rock stars, too, and the whole grunge rock scene. I know my favorite male artist of all time, Chris Cornell. Audioslave, and his passing of, you know... that circumstance, that was really hard. And I grew up listening to his music with my dad, was a big influence in that. And those, again, you can hear it in a lot of his lyrics, unfortunately, but yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Somebody just mentioned Whitney Houston sent her off.
Yeah.
And I know Tom Petty, that one bothered me a lot too, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, you don't know these people. They're in your life a little bit. You listen to their music or you watch them on TV. And
well, I think somebody like Amy Winehouse, you kind of saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But these other people you're speaking of was startling.
Yeah.
And, we don't know them or follow them around. But, you know, Amy was deteriorating before our eyes and she didn't want to go to rehab. Mm-hmm. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Willie Nelson lives on.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's because he smokes marijuana.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
right, Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But yeah, unfortunately, there was quite a few unfortunate events that happened this weekend. You know, the hockey player out of Hibbing, Adam Johnson. I mean, that was such a freak accident, but again, we've seen it happen before in hockey. And
what happened to
I don't know. Adam Johnson of Hibbing, Minnesota, played here in Hibbing High School. He played for the University of Minnesota Duluth, and then he played for a couple years with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, he died this weekend during a hockey game between the British Nottingham Panthers and the Sheffield Steelers. Both teams are part of the Elite Ice Hockey League out of Britain there. But the game came to an abrupt halt, and fans were asked to evacuate after Johnson took the blade of Matt Petgrave's skate to the neck.
Oh, my
gosh. The neck and throat area, which caused severe bleeding, in which Johnson collapsed on the ice and was given immediate medical attention. He was able to try and skate off, but unfortunately later did not survive. The injury that he sustained, I really suggest that you don't go back and look at the replay. It truly was really hard to watch. My stomach was turned for hours, and fans in attendance, you know, are saying that they're traumatized. And this reminds me similarly of, who was it back in, I think, 89? It was goaltender Clint Mlarchuk's neck injury, which he actually survived. Mm-hmm. Same thing, was a goaltender skate to the neck. And
Well, and then the late, great Henry Boucher, whose career was cut short because he was hit in the eye with the back end of a stick and blood all over the arena. And it's hard to watch.
And
he's
very hard.
Yeah.
So condolences to his family and the whole hockey community and everyone that was there, his teammates, his family, and his loved ones.
Well, Wendy and Haley, that kind of goes back to what state representatives talking about. You know, you have to be able to give it away. You have to have it to give it away, whether it's support and mental health and take care of yourself. And, you know, imagining people that were at that arena really need to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Haley had that response over the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, people at the other game, too. I mean, back in 89, you had 11 fans fainted, 2 had heart attacks, and 3 players vomited on the ice back then.
Wow. 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 Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're going to have Dr. Stately on next, I think, and we're going to talk about what Dr. Stately is doing right now, and it'll be good to see and hear from him. He's been a little under the weather for, I think it's been a month since we've had him on, so it'll be good to have him on.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The investigation into Maine's mass shootings finds the gunman's family expressed concerns about his deteriorating mental health 5 months before the rampage. CBS News Boston reporter Christina Hager says the community is focused on healing.
Students won't be jumping right back into classes. There will be counselors available. The superintendent says it will be a matter of days before they get back into academics.
GM and the United Auto Workers Union reach a tentative contract. GM Michigan worker Judith Rice.
I think considering what we've gotten in the previous contract in 2019, this is amazing.
Israeli's prime minister says there won't be a ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesperson Matt Miller says fewer people have been leaving on U.S. charter flights.
The charter flight tomorrow is the last one that we are currently planning. So if they do want to leave, now's the time to do it. Don't wait for another flight. But we will always conduct assessments in real time about whether there's additional demand.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. 4 different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 24 overnight, under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow, 35. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Important to maybe keep that conversation going, but I also want to say I hope you're feeling good. Last time we talked, you weren't feeling too well, and then the week before that, you had COVID. So we're really appreciative that, one, that you're on, but two, that you're looking pretty healthy. For an old guy. Oh, wow.
Ooh, wow.
Okay, it's like that. Okay, no, I'm doing. Let me roll up my sleeves here. Take my earrings off. I'm doing well. Actually, I feel better today. I had a little bit of a migraine this morning. I woke up with one. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's really COVID, but I'll, a byproduct of COVID, but I had a sinus infection, a pretty dastardly one right after I got done with COVID. So, and I get those about every 4 to 5 years, usually as a result of like me not sleeping enough, working too much, generally not taking care of myself, but I also get them regularly since pretty much ever since I tested HIV positive in 1992. I get them kind of like clockwork. I can always predict when I'm getting them too. So I headed this one off at the path a little bit. I got medicines before it was full blown. So, but it's creating headaches for me and just general sense of malaise, which is never fun, especially when the weather turns yucky. You're like, oh, it's yucky inside my head and it's yucky outside my house. And, you know, so.
Well, but we're glad.
You know what? One of the things I love about this, this is actually my favorite season of the year, like hot fall, but it feels like fall was only like 3 weeks long, too. So, like, that's the challenge here. You know, it was like 90 degrees 3 weeks ago, and now it's 27 and it's supposed to snow tonight. And, you know, and I was caught off guard. I got a bunch of trees, 17 trees on my property with a bunch of leaves all over the ground. So I'm making a pot of chili because it's cold. I'm going to burn leaves tonight and try to, like, you know, Mother Earth, she caught me off guard with her little early baboon here, you know.
Well, what's fun is that I'm no longer on leaf duty here because we have what is it called, Wendy?
A prairie garden.
A prairie garden. So that's part of the natural process is let those leaves come down and fertilize the prairie garden.
And they turn to dirt.
Yeah.
And they decay. So
I tried to mulch them, but I, like, have you ever had 17 trees on a quarter or a half of an acre, 17 trees around a house. And it's like,
wow.
I
guess
I bought the house right around the time I had COVID. So my brain probably wasn't working very well. And it was really beautiful. I was like, oh, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous house.
Right.
You know, leaves have to go somewhere. I never really thought of that, actually.
Well, let them just fall into dust.
Just rake them up by the, you know, rake them in like your flower beds or rake them, you know, off your sidewalk, but leave them. The little critters.
Yeah, Haley said it. Leaf them.
There you go.
Leaf them. Yeah. They're called leaves for a reason. Leave them.
Yes. Definitely. That's what I say.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, and it's interesting too, Dr. Stately, I think some people, including myself, I'm not a good patient. So when I do not feel good, it's like, take me to emergency. I don't feel good. And it's like overreacting a little bit.
You're that
I'm one of those.
Yeah, he's kind of I don't know, man baby? Is that what you call it? Man baby?
Man baby. Yeah, like, I got a boo-boo.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm the worst patient in the other direction, so I, like, go, like, I don't really, like, I did a good job this time, but most of the time I'm, like, I'm kind of just plowing through life, you know. And then I hit a wall, which is kind of actually what I did on the day I got sick with COVID. I hit a wall and then I just want to go into my room and I want to close the door. I don't want anybody to bother me, you know, like, and, you know, I'm a good sized fella. I'm not going to die if I don't eat for a few days. So, at least I don't think I will, but, you know, I could lose a few pounds, you know, before I die. So I just go in my room and I shut it in place and I just stay there for a while. Cause I just, it's, you know, usually if I don't feel well, I just want to be left alone until I feel a little bit better. And then I can get up and kind of, like, you know, engage with human beings in a good way.
Well, Wendy's kind of like that too. She goes through pain and misery, and I don't even know she's going through that. And then I find out a couple of weeks later, like, you know, I almost cut my arm off, and I went, really? I didn't know that. But you're a trooper. Right, Wendy?
It's fun, right, Wendy?
I just keep it all to myself.
I know, and it's just like, I stubbed my toe again. Can we go to emergency, please?
I think a lot of that has to do with like the way you grew up. Like I was a middle child. So like the people at the top got a lot of attention. The ones down in the bottom got a lot of attention. And I just kind of had to sort of muddle through life and figure stuff out. Like, you know, if I lost a limb, which I did lose a finger. But if I lost a limb, I would probably have to figure out like how to keep it attached for a period of time. And like walk home from school with it, carrying it in my arms.
I'm
also a little prone to drama.
I guess I could be called King Baby then.
King Baby. You know, I don't know the shoe. If you know, as they say, if the pump
moccasin. Yes.
The moccasin fits. Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I'm working on my costume for tomorrow. So Nack dresses up.
What is your costume?
I can't tell you because then somebody from Nack might hear it and then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Will you take pictures so that we could put them up maybe?
I will. I'll like show them to you later and like maybe I'll send them to you at the end of the day and, you know, for a good laugh with the people who are able to watch on the streaming, they can kind of get a kick out of my costume. So, well, a couple of years ago, I went as Auntie Annette.
Oh my God, that would have been like, so funny.
When it's Auntie Annette, and she, you know, she was decked out in, you know, moccasins and, you know, camouflage yoga pants.
Well, Wendy, you're going to either be a bee or a big dog that looks like a bear.
Yeah. Nice. We use the same costumes every year and we just bring them over to our godchildren and we go trick-or-treating with them. So we have a big dog costume and then we have a bumblebee and then there's a French fries. You could also be French fries. So
French fries. Yeah.
So the adults just kind of change off, and then the kids are whatever they want to be.
That's cool. Tomorrow is supposed to be really, really cold. So like when you go trick or treating, wear the costume that's the warmest, and then give Robert the one that has no pants.
They're both pretty warm.
They are pretty warm.
Yeah, I could be a bee this year. Just because like a big oversized hoodie.
Yeah, it's really padding. Cute and warm.
Yeah. So.
Our good friend Angie Vig, Robert, she told me that I should dress up as you tomorrow.
Well, would be awesome. Like, yeah.
We'll do this
next year. You and I will do this next year. Like, you can go as Robert and I'll go as Wendy.
Yes. Robert, some type of T-shirt and a headband around the head or something.
Yeah, with a thin
ponytail and a white goatee.
Yeah, put a white goatee around. Eyebrows.
Easy.
Yeah,
have them look like caterpillars.
What the heck? Caterpillars.
Wow, you're getting roasted tonight.
And I'm the host of this show. Ho!
Host the roast.
Yeah, caterpillars. Do I need to thin these out? Is that what the deal is?
We have a person listening on Facebook who just commented: most men are big babies.
Oh,
right.
We agree.
Yeah.
Women.
Well, they are the weaker sex. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like really think about it, Robert. If like we actually had to give a birth to a child, like it's. I don't know. What, I can't imagine that. I think I would pass out. I would think I would like just literally pass out in the process.
Well, Wendy, what did I always say to you? We only got a minute and a half left here.
I don't even know if I can say. I know. Robert would say to me, "Oh my gosh, if I had my monthlies, I would have to be in the, you know, doctor. I'd have to go to emergency every month if I was a woman and I had my monthlies."
It'd be like I'd be in the ER the week before, the week of, and then the week after. So you'd really only be available for a week every month.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
That's God. Wow.
Well, before we close for the evening, I would encourage everybody to remember that this is the season to get quiet, go inward. In our traditional culture, we usually tell stories. So tonight you can tell spooky stories. Tell stories about the dear lady and why it's important to be really good relatives to women and to elders and everybody in your community. Those kinds of things. Right. Then this is my favorite part of the winter time, you know, historically and also contemporaneously, is just like, it's a really great time to hunker down, stay indoors, laugh, share food, share stories, and take care of one another. Just be really close.
Definitely. Well, Dr. Stately, I
don't wear a mask though if you have COVID.
Definitely. Dr. Stately, I don't know if you have to go because we were going to schedule for another segment, but we'd understand.
I just have to stir my chili. I'll come back.
You got a commercial break to do that. We're here with Dr. Stately and we're talking scary stuff here on Native Roots Radio and also a little mental health stuff.
Important stuff. Stay with us.
This is Native Roots Radio.
Ever wonder how far you could go with a master's degree, graduate certificate, or a doctoral degree? Metro State University is hosting a graduate program preview day on Tuesday, November 14th. Explore more than 25 graduate programs, meet faculty and students, and discover resources available to help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/previewday. Know your power, Metro State University.
The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Your friends and your family will have a great time with the fantastic food like the pizzas, appetizers, burgers, entrees, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, the wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone age 1 to 100. Come see for yourself. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Join the team that saves lives. About 2,300 people in Minnesota are waiting for a life-saving transplant at this very moment. And while men are more likely to need a transplant, they're less likely than women to register as organ donors. No matter your age or health, let's help tackle the waiting list. Make your game plan to register as a donor today at life-source.org. That's life-source.org. Sponsored by LifeSource, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow, we should record that one and use that one forever.
There you go.
Good one, Dr. Stately, jumping right in there.
We're in unison. Like a boy band.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, Wendy, and earlier we had State Representative Heather Keeler on, and we're having a little fun here, but we were also talking a little serious about mental health and seasonal change and... It's hard to watch the news and icons are falling that maybe aren't really native and all these things that are happening that are kind of adding up to some bleakness here.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been a lot of really big things and smaller things. I mean, I just think about, like, you know, every morning I get up in the morning, I turn on NPR as I'm making my coffee and making the breakfast, getting the boys off and that kind of stuff. And like all this morning, it was just like Steve Inskeep was reporting from, you know, Israel. Yeah. About the conflict, and it is such a that is a situation in which there is not going to be a quick resolution, and there's the scale of suffering is just going to be demonstrable, right, and intractable for a really long time. And it's just so hard to listen to those stories that at some point in time I have to turn it off because I like, you know, just kind of like. And say a prayer, and I think about the other things that are going on in our immediate world right around us. We're heading into winter. We had our first below freezing day overnight. We'll have our first snow tonight down here in southern Minnesota, at least. And temperatures are dropping fairly rapidly. And we have a lot of people in our community who are unsheltered. Yes. We have a lot of people who are struggling with so many things. So it's easy for us, especially if we ourselves are in that situation, or we have a friend, or we have a relative, or we have somebody who is meaningful that's struggling in that way, for us to also be impacted by that. And, you know, we need to sometimes like pay attention to the emotions and the stress and all of the psychological sort of fallout from that. It's easy to become, you know, less able to manage. The antidote to that is to be around people. The antidote is to, like, you know, talk to somebody who you trust in your family and in your community. Let people know you're struggling. Say some prayers yourself, put down some tobacco and put up some prayers, and ask the people around you to put up some prayers for you as well. And and most importantly, if you are feeling like the impulse to hurt yourself or harm others, like, is to seek help. You know, there's some good resources out there. There's NAC has a mental health program. The Minnow Bizidouin Clinic in South Minneapolis has a pediatric mental health clinic for young people under the age of 21 who are struggling with mental health problems and challenges. And that's an age range that is really struggling at this moment in time. And then our elders, don't forget our elders. Our elders, you know, a lot of them live alone by themselves, maybe in supportive housing, and they, you know, they could use a visitor, or they could use somebody checking in on them. So
that's really, really good points. And I was going to mention that it's the young ones have gone through COVID, school, a lot of growth, whether it's peer groups and things like that. And it's just, we got to get back to community and make the community stronger. And
everybody has experienced some loss over the last couple of years. Like young people, they lost, connection with their friends. They've lost relationships. They've lost some stability and some predictability to their lives, right? You know, kind of a walk through life thinking like, us having a certain amount of confidence that certain things would unfold in a specific way. And that has, the pandemic really challenged that, and all of the things that happened after the pandemic. The scale of the loss for people can feel really immense. And for young people, they don't have a lot of tools all the time to be able to sort of manage loss at that scale. And so doing things like checking in on them, asking them how they are, paying attention to who and what they're doing online and who they're talking to in their social media and those kinds of things is really important. And then reassuring them a lot, making sure they know that they're loved.
I tell Wendy that all the time. Almost too much. Right, Wendy? She's just laughing. I embarrassed her on the radio. How was that?
Well, you know, the balance, the scales and the balance in life will come around when you least expect it there, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably probably about 6:01.
Yeah, that's hope. Hey, one of the things that's we talked a little bit about is that you have to be, and it's really a have to. You have to be in a good place to give it away. I mean, you have to take care of yourself, and then take care of others, because it's hard to give away something that you don't have.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that's the nature of, I think, like, you know, I talk a lot about this on the radio, but I also talk a lot about this at work, the idea of being a good relative to everyone. Being a good relative is also not like always just giving everything away that you have.
Right.
You know, we want to share the things that Creator has gifted us, but we also want to realize that we have to hold on to some things for ourselves as well. We have to hold on to some of our own energy, some of our own, the things that feed us and support us and sustain us. Yeah. And, you know, some of those things are real things around us. Some of those things are, you know, things we don't see and recognize every day. So we have to try to pay more attention, or we have to remind ourselves. Like, I always remind myself when I'm struggling and I'm having challenging times, and I've gone through a couple of really difficult times lately, that remind myself that my ancestors are always behind me. I have this whole army of people behind me that nobody can really see them, but I don't see them. So I forget that they're there sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I can close my eyes and ask them to step forward and to support me, especially in challenging times. So that's an important thing for us to try to remember.
Well, totally important. And Dr. Staley, it sounds like the kids are getting into the chili right now, and we're ending our show. So you got any last words of wisdom before we let you go?
No, I mean, I would just say, like, I wish everybody, you know, try to enjoy the transition from fall into winter. It's a beautiful time of year. It's one of the times of year when everything kind of goes quiet. We get quiet outside, we get quiet inside. It gives us time to reflect and to begin to think about, like, you know, what can we look forward to in four or five or 6 months? What new opportunities do we have to do something to help others, to make the world a better place, to make your home a better place, your relationships? These are all times when you can spend reflecting on that. So.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Stately. I'm glad you're feeling better. You look good and sound great. Thank you so much for all your great words and what you do in the community. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You are listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.